Our next report comes from the Northern Lights Community School in Warba. Matt Aleva is the teacher.
Hello, this is Haley Tyndall with a phonology report from the Northern Lights Community School Phonology Seminar located in Warba, Minnesota. During the week of September 10th through the 14th, the observations from the NLCS Phonology Trail are the black-eyed Susans are past peak bloom, the tansies are experiencing the beginnings of senescence with 90% browning of the yellow flowers. Balsam poplars have color change in 80% of the leaves with approximately 25% leaf loss. Speckled alder and quaking aspen, 5% leaf color change. The sugar maple beginning to change color with 10 to 25% turning red. The sumac is 45% yellow and red. The goldenrod has 90% browning of flowers. Around the school grounds, we observed red dragonfly activity. Jill saw a monarch butterfly. Haley saw two little yellow butterflies she thinks are tiger swallowtails. Caitlin almost stepped on a very large beetle in the school parking lot. Bee activity was observed on white and yellow asters and also some purple flowers. Turner observed squirrel activity and hibbing with black color variations of the fur. It's a bird. It's a bee. It's phonology.
Nice job. Well read. Thank you. The black-eyed Susans, yeah, they're getting down to the end. As you watch your speckled alder, you're going to realize that the leaves on the speckled alders don't really change color. They just fall. And the red dragonflies are probably the meadowhawks. It's tough to say which ones, but best guess might be the autumn meadowhawk. And the tiger swallowtail butterfly was probably a clouded sulfur. This is really not the season for tiger swallowtail butterflies. They're quite large, yellow with strong black markings, the way the monarch is orange with strong black markings. So I suspect that the yellow butterfly was probably the clouded sulfur butterfly. That's the one that I'm seeing myself this time of year.